Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello, chums, and welcome to episode 99.6
of the
Triforce Podcast.
99.6
FM.
I got some good news. I think I fixed my computer.
Remember last week
I was super bummed out because my computer wasn't working.
You've gone robot.
It's a whole new world.
I'm only kidding.
Don't troll him like that. Fucking hell, P-Flex. Poor boy.
Do you guys want me to walk you through it, or would you like the bath plug story again?
All right. It was so funny when you were telling that. I knew you'd told that before, and I was bored to death the first time you told it, and then you were telling it again. All this detail about a bath plug. How is that?
Sips
how
loves
is
that
it
story.
Stuck in your head?
I could listen to that story over and over again.
I don't understand why that story comes up again.
I don't know, man, because nothing happens in my life. I don't even know.
Oh, no, like, Grandpa's telling the bathtub story again.
Well, fucking, you guys try to do a podcast every week and keep on top of the stories that you've told for 99.6 episodes.
You're right.
Nothing happens.
You're right.
You know, we're trapped in the dad garage and, you know, playing RimWorld. It's not like nothing happens. I haven't done anything.
Absolutely.
I'm the least interesting man in Britain.
All I'm saying is, of all the stories to come back to again and again, that particular one is the worst.
What have you done this week, P-Flex?
Mrs. F was away
week. You guys for real don't want to hear about how I solved my computer problem? Because I did it.
Not really.
All right, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, tech support stories are boring.
Unless it involves some Mission Impossible style, you know, like rope from the ceiling where you get to dangle over
an
alarmed floor.
Man, well, it's a really weird one, though. That's why I thought you'd find it interesting.
Go on, then. Yeah, no, hit us with the story.
So it kept locking up. It kept freezing. Yeah. Midstream, everything. And we were streaming yesterday. I was streaming with Terps, and it was doing the same, locking up and stuff. So at first, I thought it was my audio interface. And I think there were problems with the audio interface. I got a new one. And that seems fine now. And then I thought it was my graphics card. I got a 2080 Ti. And I was like, you know, this is a beast. How is this like breaking or not working or whatever? And then I sort of ruled out, no, it's not that. Like it seemed fine. Every time the computer would lock up, I'd hear like this spinning up sound and like fans and stuff like that.
Okay.
So at one point I didn't have my headphones on. Okay. I'm at my computer with no headphones on. I was typing an email and then the thing locked up. And I could hear like a hard disk spinning up. Because I have like storage disks, you know, just for like all my porn and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I've got SSD for like, you know, games and whatever.
Where's Terry the Turtle at this time? He hasn't like crawled into it or anything.
No. He's in his cage. He's locked away safe.
That's good. What about like, were you feeling a bit stressed so you decided to run the bath?
No, I didn't decide to run a bath in
this
instance.
You were sick
of the bath. Let him tell the damn story, would you?
Sorry.
You're making this worse.
I hear a disk spinning up. And I think, well, maybe it's one of the hard disks, like, you know, maybe it's faulty or it's about to fail or whatever, okay? So I'm streaming and then people in the chat keep pointing out, it's like 58 minutes intervals on the dot. And so I'm like, hang on, that can't be right. There's no coincidence. That's something like
messages from aliens.
A repeatable failure.
Yeah, so it's like, it's got to be something like in the Windows scheduler or like, you know, power saving options or something like that, right? Like, you know, for something to happen like that regularly and consistently. So I look in the power saving options. I've got it.
I was going to say, dude, it's power saving every fucking time.
That's crazy, right? So it's on high performance, which means that nothing should ever try to sleep or hibernate or anything, right? Should just be on, going like full fucking tilt, like, you know, just going like crazy the whole time, right? This is a powerful new PC. I look under hard disks and it's set to sleep after 20 minutes of inactivity for 20, like every 20 minutes. So it wasn't even working properly. It wasn't doing it every 20 minutes. It was doing it like every hour. So I set that setting to never. Boom, fixed.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
I know. It's insane. That's my laptop, nuts. My PC, I've had this same fucking issue. Windows does it. Like, let's look at Windows for a second, shall we?
Do we have to? Like, I'm so annoyed.
Just for a moment. Okay. I know we try to avoid hard topics on this podcast, but we need to talk about Windows.
Windows is a really tough topic. I mean,
it is a tough one, but let's try and broach it with Piers Morgan
and Trump for sure.
Let's broach it.
Okay.
Okay. I think Windows 10 isn't bad. All right. There have been far worse. All right. That's the best I can say about it. It's not bad.
Oh, God.
But I don't understand. There's no other world where the owner of the OS, the designer and all the rest of it, enforces things on the owner that they have no idea is happening. Most people wouldn't even know how to fix, and that it keeps turning back on. Xbox Live recording shit is a prime example. You can't remove that shit, because when you update your computer again, they'll say, oh, it looks like you're missing the Xbox DVR thing, which fucks up your computer's performance. We'll just put that back in here. And they do that with all kinds of shit. I don't get it. It would be like taking your car to the garage and they readjust everything.
I mean,
they
it's crazy.
They tune your radio. They move all your mirrors. They whack the seats all over the place and say, well, this is how it's sold. So you have to take it that way and fix it again yourself. No. I've fucking customized this shit. You're always talking about how Windows is great and you can do what you want with it. Then stop fucking with it. Let me do what I want with it. You keep your fucking grubby mitts off, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Terps have paid good money for all of these Pentiums. And for the hard drives to just turn off every hour is not good enough, Bill.
Yeah, it's not on. Bill, if you're listening,
Bill,
support the Patreon.
Yeah, don't and, be a lazy and Bill, puppy, while you're at it, why don't you fucking suck on my dick, Bill? How about that? How about that? That's right. The Triforce podcast once again bringing the realness and the rawness to the internet.
Oh, so have you ever thought about the name Microsoft? The word penis goes after both of those
words.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Micropenis, soft penis.
That's an excellent way of describing my penis. Microsoft.
Listen to this, Bill, you micro penis limp dick motherfucker.
Yeah.
If you fuck with Sips's Windows one more time.
That's right.
I don't want to say what's going to happen, but it's going to involve a jug, motherfucker. There's a jug in.
I got a stream, Bill. Okay? We can't all sit around on our luxury yacht because we revolutionized the home PC market. Okay, Bill? We don't all have that luxury. Some of us have to do a little thing called work for a living, Bill.
Oh my God.
You piece of shit.
So with Windows, I think is like democracy, right? It's the worst one we have, but it's the only one that we can. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's the worst form of thing apart from all the others.
I'm
right?
So glad you came up with that so
precisely.
It's
one of those things that you just don't give a fuck about when it's working at all, right? But the moment it stops working, all of a sudden you're like acutely aware of how shit it is.
Exactly. Yeah. I read a thing this week about how, like, because people, there was this thing on Reddit. I sometimes read Reddit. I don't know. I shouldn't. It's terrible. It's full of crap. But about how, like, the Greeks were kind of the original democracy, right? The ancient Greeks.
Yeah.
And they actually really gave a shit about what people said.
Yeah.
And it really didn't work. It kind of led to, like, the downfall, right? The democracy that they had where they actually asked people what they thought. Because people, the general people are very knee-jerky. They're very kind of angry. Back in Greek times as well, like, you know, ancient Greek times, they weren't very well educated, and as a result they were kind of a little bit kind of pliant, you know. And so what happened was they moved away from democracy to more of like a republican style in Rome, which worked well for a while, but then eventually that turned into
an orgy
authoritarian emperorship, right?
Yeah.
And then they basically just had kings for about 2,000 years, you know.
Yeah.
And we've only really move back to democracy recently, but democracy now apparently is nothing like Greek democracy. It's like nothing like it at all, to the point where it's been designed to not be the same.
Democracy now, I don't even know.
Do you know what else used to happen in ancient Greece? I was reading about this. There was a big thing on Wikipedia about it. I didn't realize this was a thing. If you carefully Google paedophilia in ancient Greece, there was a big thing back then where a son, like a young lad, 13, 14, would be basically taken under the wing of an older patron, like a guy who would obviously fuck him and stuff like that, and but also like educate him. So he was like his mentor and sodomizer. Like, that was a part of their culture. And these lads would be sort of walking around town trying to pick up some rich older dude to sort of be their patron. This was a big thing. Like, I'm not even kidding. This was like a big part of Greek culture. You can go and look it up. It's fascinating.
I won't be doing that. But you know, like, how sometimes people speak about, like, I wasn't meant to be born in this day and age. Like, I should have been born in a previous one.
What era do you think you should have been born in, Sips? Because I'm fascinated.
That one that you just described, that was... That,
that, you
that's
think
the
that
one
was your
me.
Era?
That's the one for me, for sure, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So think about that, Bill. Hey, when you're designing your next fucking little Windows operating system or whatever, take that one into account for no specific reason, but and go fuck yourself as well at the same time.
We don't really have a choice. I mean, Windows, it feels, I don't know, it feels like people who work at Microsoft probably just like, they're like, they have to kind of justify their job. They're like, oh, I'm going to add this new thing. I'm going to work on this new thing. And you end up with this terribly bloated mess of a product. And it seems like everything starts off and like this nice streamlined thing like Steam and then slowly becomes all Discord
bloated,
you know, and
with,
slowly
with
becomes more
crap,
and more
yeah.
bloated with like useless
you
garbage.
Complain about Discord.
Discord takes up like fucking 50% of my processor right now. I've got like a trillion messages. It's selling me games. It's like got pop-ups all the fucking time.
Discord's amazing. I love
used
Discord.
To just be a nice chat program.
Yeah, Discord is good for, as a chat program, but I don't want it selling me stuff and notifying me every time somebody farts and stuff. Like, it's.
I love it. You can turn all that shit off.
I think
Discord
it's
is fucking fantastic.
So annoying, yeah.
I love big shout out to Discord.
Don't fucking shout out Discord. They're fucking.
I love Discord. What's wrong with Discord?
Well, they're a key sponsor now, Lewis. You have to shout them out.
The fact that the entire complaints of last week's podcast was due to Discord and Focusrite not working well together, and we had like an hour of
the problem was Sips's computer
because they refused to fix it.
That was the buffer. The buffer setting was too high, apparently, which I don't think should have caused those issues. But there you go.
I don't know. It's always had problems with. We've always had. Anyway, look, nothing's perfect, is it? I'm allowed to complain about whatever I want.
No,
right?
No, including your
of
opinion.
Course you
And I'm going to complain about everything.
Of course. And I'm allowed to complain about your complaint. That's how this works.
A modern democracy works, fellas.
Yeah, we just shout at each other.
The Greeks
you're
never had this.
Stop complaining. What's everyone complaining? Everybody's. Oh, here's the problem nowadays. Everyone complains. Everyone should just shut up and put up with how miserable they are.
It's very British. I don't know. Like, I was thinking about this today, like this morning. I woke up and I was like, It's sometimes like rare that I get like super excited about stuff.
Right. We had this conversation last week about games, didn't we? And excitement. And you did that whole thing where you were excited and it was really funny.
And I was trying to, well, since then, I was trying to think what made me excited. And I realized it was like, partly like doing stuff with friends that is difficult. Like, you know, like winning a, like PFLAX, you know what it's like when you win a Dota game that's been particularly hard fought when you're going back and forth, you know.
It's
like
a relief.
Like kind of winning against the odds.
We've
you know.
Had quite a few against the odds wins in Dota lately, I tell you what. Mainly because if I'm playing, the odds are against you. But second of all, the games just seem really fucking hard. Like, but Dota's in a great place right now. I'm looking forward to the internet.
Have you guys seen that the auto chess train has arrived now? Valve has one.
Man.
Riot's released one.
Riot's doing one, Valve's doing one, the Drodo guys did one, and there are like how many other companies making
them? A guy in my chat yesterday when I was streaming made the joke that in 2023 Blizzard will release one as well, which was pretty funny actually. It's a very typical Blizzard too.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys enjoy Keanu Reeves' appearance on the E3 stuff? I thought that was super funny. I really did. I know there's a lot of memes about it, but I fucking thought that was hilarious.
That was all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't like jizzing my pants like some people were about it.
I just couldn't believe it. It was so unexpected. Like, there's Keanu fucking Reeves. Like, he's now elevated to hyper cool status.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's only really, like, I'm surprised it's taken so long for traditional movie stars to filter through to basically, you know, an industry that is bigger than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the games industry is worth more than theirs now. So, like, I guess maybe there'll be more of that, you know? They'll start
you know,
to
Jack,
realize
Jack
that.
Black has a Twitch stream now. Apparently.
Well, I mean, he's obviously been doing his YouTube channel, Jablinski Games. Have you seen that?
No.
Jack Black's
no,
YouTube
I haven't.
Channel.
So he's, but yeah, he's got a Twitch.
He's got like this kid who's quite cool.
Remind me of the name of it so I can make sure I avoid it. What's it called again?
It's good. It's all right. He's quite good.
I don't want
really.
To accidentally click on it and give him a view.
I mean, actually, you know? He's quite. I like Jack Black. I always
I'm just
have.
Joking.
You don't like him, Sips?
Nah, he's all right. I'm just joking.
He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, right? He seems all right.
He's
yeah.
got, obviously, he's. I think he kind of, his kid wanted to make a YouTube channel with his dad, and it started off as
the, that's
the
catalyst
idea, really.
For all of these guys. Like, you know, like a lot of Hollywood people, their kids sort of, you know, watching YouTubers and streamers and
your
stuff.
Your kids keep you young.
That's not true. They add years onto your life, Lewis.
No, they keep you. They keep you up and like, you know, up
to
date.
They do get you interested in things that you otherwise wouldn't have been. Especially when you go somewhere on holiday or something, you do stuff with the kids you would never have done. Like you go see things that you probably wouldn't see, but you know will please them, and it's nice. You know, it is nice.
Yeah, we went outside a lot last time I went on vacation, which is not something I would normally really do.
Yeah, for real.
So there's that. You're right about
that. You know, talking about people. Doing YouTube channels because their kids want to. My youngest loves YouTube. She watches Aziland.
Well, this whole generation does. It's become a big thing for like the up and coming generation of.
But so
of
now, when she plays, we've got an iPad. She pretends to make YouTube videos. She knows she can't upload them because I told her she can't have a YouTube channel because she's only 7. But she makes little YouTube videos and she pretends that she's got like a channel. Okay. So she gets her little iPad and she lays out her Barbies. She goes, okay, guys, welcome to today's video. Thanks very much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. And all this. She says the whole spiel that they all have, all these YouTubers. And I think it's kind of sweet. Like she, you know, it's no more harmful than when I used to pretend I was Han fucking Solo or Indiana Jones or He-Man.
You were
or
what?
I pretended I was Han Solo.
I thought you said I was Han fucking Solo.
No. Jesus Christ.
Not at 7.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, look, no one wanted to be Luke Skywalker because he was like a drip, you know? And he's just kind of a drip, Luke Skywalker. Even though he's the hero and everything, he's like, no one wants to be Luke. You want to be Han. Or Chewie.
I want to be Han fucking
Solo. Or something like that. Hand fuck. You want to hand fuck Han Solo.
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. Oh, man. Well, it's weird because my son doesn't do what your daughter does in the sense of pretending that he's making YouTube videos. He likes YouTube a lot. He likes watching people playing Minecraft, especially is like, you know, he likes that. But we make him read a lot as well because we're scared that he's just going to become like a screen zombie, you know, like a lot of kids become sort of thing. So we make sure that he does a lot. So he's really into like, now he's really into like Roald Dahl books, which is great. Mm. And he gets the Beano every week as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, like I get that too.
Like a comic magazine that comes out weekly in the UK. And it's got like the UK Dennis the Menace in it and a bunch of other characters.
The real
stuff.
Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
The real Dennis the Menace.
Well, it's weird with Dennis the Menace because they were both... the American one and the British one both came out at the exact same time.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
I'm Googling this.
It's a really weird thing. I don't know if it's coincidence or if it was by design, but yeah, they were both like in the 50s, I think, like around the exact same time they both came out. So anyway, he gets the Beano, and what we're finding he's doing now is he's making his own comics. Like he's
holy shit, March the 12th, 1951.
Yeah, it's weird, eh?
What the fuck?
So he's like got his own brand, and he's like writing his own comics, and they're pretty good. Like he's 7, right? Like he's making his own comics. So we got him this like we got him some comic paper. It's just like blank paper with boxes on it already, like ready to go sort of thing, so that he can make
they saw
like,
you coming
better
in the
comics.
Shop. Yeah, we sell comic paper. Yeah, we got loads of that.
Oh, it's great though. It's so good because he just fucking goes nuts and he just makes these long comics and stuff. And it's really, really nice to see. Like, that he's not just...
I mean, is he smart enough to make jokes that are actually like jokes? Because there's always like this is Twitter of like kids write jokes, you know?
Yeah, he made a joke the other day. He's like, "What is the worst? What is the worst day of the week for a chip?" I was like, "I don't know." He's like, Friday. It's like, really good. That's a good one. But I mean, to be fair, he came up with it. So, I mean, it's not that bad.
It's pretty good. I'll take that. No, that's a good start.
Yeah. So he's like, I think it's great. I think he's drawing a lot. He's like, you know, he's coming up with like ideas for comics and stuff. And I just think I'd much rather him do that than watch some fucking man child play Minecraft. That man child, but I'd rather him do something better with his time, you know what I mean?
But do you know what's weird? When comics were a big thing in the golden age of comics, all the parents were worried about comics. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that was the concern.
Yeah.
Is that these kids, they just read in comic books. But now, with screens, what you're saying, and what I think a lot of people are saying is, oh, I'm so glad they're reading comics and drawing comics as well. But if you were doing that 40 years ago, that would be the thing people were upset that you
were doing. Absolutely.
Yeah, and before that, it was like wearing a skirt that exposed your ankles and stuff too, like daily. That was
Okay, so I get it. Like, that's a really interesting thing, because does that mean that the things that we're trying to avoid our kids doing now, they're going to be encouraging them to do in like 40 years, you know? So like,
yeah, because in 40 years, the kids are going to be doing crystal meth and crack. Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh God, just play Fortnite for fuck's sake.
No, they're not even going to. It's going to be all like synth drugs, Flax. Yeah. It's going to be like spice.
I mean, a parent's going to be trying to force their kids to play Fortnite and like, you know, get them into it. It's like,
well, no, they do now. Yeah,
you're allowed to take all your synth drugs if you play 2 hours of Fortnite. Okay,
exactly.
No, that is happening now, though. People are like, you know, getting their kids into, you know, big streaming games and stuff like that, and then kind of getting them to become YouTubers or streamers as well.
Wow.
I mean, that obviously is a thing which we've talked about before, where parents actively monetize their kids by turning them into little money-making machines, which is horrible,
which is a bit weird,
and I absolutely despise it.
But again, not new. It's just that now anyone can do it. You don't need a Hollywood agent.
Yeah.
I guess more like, it's always happened, I guess. Like, you know, back in the day, you had to, if your parents were into, I don't know, playing piano, and they wanted you to be a piano prodigy, then at the age of 4, you'd be encouraged to have piano lessons, and they'd encourage your parents.
I mean,
look at
Michael Jackson. His whole youth was taken up with his dad drilling him to be a better dancer and singer and all the rest of it. And the whole Jackson
and
vibe.
He turned out fine, you know.
he turned out fine.
It was a really good story.
It was fine.
I guess it's like, I'm not a parent. I'm not even hoping to be one. You know what I mean? It's scary. It's a scary thing to have that responsibility and, like, you know, make a decision. What do you encourage your kids to do? What's gonna mess them up? I don't know. You just have to sort of, I guess, just be sensible about it. Azyland sounds like a good one, P-Flex.
She loves it. I mean, I've watched some of this stuff just to make sure, and I can't fucking bear it. Like,
well, no, but it's not designed for you to be, though. You know, you're not the target.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like. Therefore, I'm not going to judge it.
No.
So all I ask is, like, when she listened to it at too high a volume, I ask her to trim it down a bit, because the laughter of these shrieking people drives me up the fucking wall, and I can't stand it.
I know, my big problem is that I've forgotten how to have fun. So, like, when I hear other people having fun,
it makes you want to puke.
It makes me want to physically be sick.
Yeah.
And I try to avoid
stop
being
having
sick.
Fun in there.
Yeah.
And tell that YouTuber to stop fucking having fun as well.
Fuck that guy.
That's much what
it
I
sounds
do.
Like he might be gaining subscribers. Turn it off right now.
But they watch, they get into, like, they were both super into Dan TDM and Stampy Longhead.
Yeah, what,
and
I think love Dan TDM has got to be one of the biggest now, right? YouTubers?
He's huge, the dude makes a fortune, I mean. And, you know, they were, like, talking about, you know, Dan, and I was like, look, don't worry about Dan, all right? They were worried about something. He said something like, oh, so-and-so, you know, he was some minor concern in his life. I said, listen to me, Dan's a millionaire, okay? Dan is fine. Don't you worry about Dan. Something he was worried about in one of his videos. Not something serious, but she was worried about it.
Right.
I was like, look, he's a grown up. He's fine. Don't worry.
Oh, man. The excuses kids will come up with to not go to bed, though, right? Like,
yeah, no, for real.
I can't sleep. I'm too. My son couldn't sleep last night because he was worried about ghost ships. What?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
I mean, they're probably out there, son, yes, but we don't live in the ocean. You don't got to worry about that.
Jeez. I like how you agreed with him. You were like,
I couldn't sleep last night either. I was petrified. Oh,
I could see you two both sitting up like in the middle of, like, your dressing gowns in the kitchen.
It's like that
downstairs.
Episode of Simpsons when Homer and the kids are all hiding behind the mattress. Marge's gone out, she gets home. Boogeyman!
Oh, yeah. Bart, I don't want to alarm you, but there may be a boogeyman or a boogeyman in the house. So Mrs. F was away all week, so I kind of felt like Homer when he was left alone.
Oh, man.
But in a slightly different way, because I normally look after the kids anyway.
Right.
Like, that's my day-to-day thing. So Mrs. F being away didn't really change our routine too much.
Wait, did she? But the interesting... didn't she go away with the kids? Did you? Or was that?
No,
is
no,
that
no,
your
no.
ideal scenario? She goes away
that's
with the kids.
That's my ideal
right.
scenario.
Sorry,
sadly,
I got those mixed
she
up.
Just went. I know. She went to fucking Vegas for 3 days.
Whoa.
For her company. Her company annual do was in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Which sounds like fun. At the like Bellagio or something.
Very nice.
And then she went to LA because her brother lives in LA. So she went to visit him for a few days. I was like, this is like the best fucking holiday. She's sending all these pictures of how amazing California is. It rained every fucking day.
In California?
Every fucking day. No, here.
Oh, here, right. I was going to say.
I'm not talking about California.
Never,
California was
never
beautiful.
Never rains in
I'm
California.
I'm talking about
Jesus.
Here. Yeah. So she's sending all these pictures of this glorious sunshine. She's at like a cool bar. She's gone to some cool restaurant. And I'm sitting here with the kids just thinking like, fucking hell, I got the raw end of this deal. But it really wasn't too bad. She had a great time. So she brought me back some presents. So we're good.
Did she bring you back more money than she left with? Because that's an important thing to accomplish.
She didn't gamble, unfortunately.
What?
I know, dude.
Mrs.
Well,
Flax,
it's
come on.
A smart idea.
I know you're listening right now. Next time you go to Vegas, you got to get your gamble on.
Just throw some money away.
You got to
just throw some money on the ground.
She brought me back some goldfish crackers.
Oh,
I love
nice.
Goldfish crackers.
Yeah.
And she brought me back some. I tweeted a picture of Snyder's of Hanover, who I've always said I would happily be a sponsored streamer for Snyder's of Hanover pretzels. I love them. I've never had this flavor. Hot buffalo wing flavor. Exceptional.
I saw you tweet that, actually. Yeah.
Exceptional.
Nice.
The jalapeno ones are my normal go-to in this country.
Jalapeno.
But I love these ones.
100% artificial ingredients. There's not a single nutrient.
Let me guess.
Go on.
Let me guess. You disapprove.
Hey, your body's a temple, Flax. If you're going to fill it with garbage, you're going to have a garbage body. That's how temples work.
What an eloquent way of saying
like,
it.
I worship the god of garbage.
Yeah,
so
well, there you go.
Bring it on. Yeah. Oscar the Grouch, the patron saint of garbage.
Yeah,
so
that's a good one.
So fucking, okay, I was in my place this week, okay? Now, whenever I go out, I always like double lock the door. Okay. It's just a thing. I'm like very, like for some reason, very OCD about like.
I knew you were going to fucking say you're OCD about that.
You can't really say that. You're not OCD.
No,
I'm
not.
I can't say that, but I feel like I want to express that I always double lock.
You double lock your door. That's not called OCD. That's just called good home security.
Okay. Anyway.
It's just called being a sensible adult who cares about his belongings in his house.
Now, I came back home yesterday and I put the key in and the door just opened, right? it wasn't locked, okay?
Was the hair that you'd taped across the doorway also missing?
I don't do that, but if I had done,
should.
It definitely would have been.
Right.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you got home and the door was completely unlocked.
Now, no one else had been visiting, no one lives with me. There's no one else there, okay? So I assume, I texted my cleaner. I was like, have you been in today? She was like, no, I was in 2 days ago. And I was like, yeah, but did you come back around or anything? And she was like, no.
No.
So I was like, okay, that's the only other person who has a key.
Right.
Could you hear like that weird noise that phones make, like when you're tapping characters on the phone coming from your bathroom? Your cleaner's just like hiding in there in a cupboard. Responding to your texts.
No, I'm not in your bathroom. No, I'm not naked in your bathroom right now.
It's always naked, eh? There's always a sexual slant to this stuff.
Can't help
sorry.
It.
No, it's
daddy horny, Michael.
It's, no, it's human nature though, isn't it? Like you always expect somebody to somehow be naked or wanting to have sex with you, right? Like
yeah.
Well, I do, but I don't think it's normal.
I think it is though. I feel the same way, and that's two of us, so.
Yeah, but I think we're different.
Maybe.
So I don't know whether this is like a red flag and I'm like going to be murdered, but none of my stuff was missing. Nothing was moved around. There was still like,
yeah,
you're
right. A murderer would rob the place and leave some clues. They're hiding in the cupboard, Lewis. They're probably in there right now.
Well, I'm not dead. I had all of last night to try.
Yeah, but they watched you while you slept.
But I was lying in bed last night thinking, should I be worried? Someone obviously has come in to the place today. I assume it must be the landlord because he's the only person who would.
That's a very
keys.
Wait, so there is another person with keys.
That's a very unsettling thing though, isn't it? To know that potentially somebody has been in your place, but like they haven't done anything, right? Like they haven't like, you know, most burglars would just like ransack your place, steal the jewelry,
shit on the floor,
leave the taps running or whatever as a call sign, and then, you know, they would leave.
Yeah,
but like,
or it would be tidy.
A serial killer would break in and just like leave like a pube taped to like your mirror or something like
Well,
that.
My place is such a shithole. It's like the garbage temple. You know?
Right, okay.
If they did come in, they would have left like a trail of cleanness through it, you know, just
right,
to push their
I
way
see.
Through.
But you've already solved the case yourself. You said, Mr. Lewis, at the start, or I should say Mr. Brindley, at the start of your testimony, that yourself and your cleaner were the only two people who had keys. You have then added a third party, the landlord.
I assume he has key. I don't know. He's never come in. And also, he said these are the only keys when he gave them to me, and I had to get one cut for my cleaner. But he must have a spare, right?
He must have.
He must have.
Every time I move into a new place, I always change the locks. I'm paranoid about stuff like that. I wouldn't say I'm OCD about it, but I am concerned that somebody out there might have a key to my house. And you know what? It's not even that I worry about the stuff in my house so much. I just don't want to, like, wake up in the middle of the night and somebody be standing in my bedroom, like, looking.
Yeah, that's my greatest
that's
fear.
That's one of my greatest fears.
Here's the thing, right? I think I am going a bit mad because, well, just madder than usual, because I watch so many and listen to so many, like, things about murders and
true crime
and crime stuff. I love it.
You
okay?
listen to true crime
podcasts?
But
at the same time, I'm slightly beginning to think it, like, is making me more suspicious about things that I shouldn't be suspicious about.
Right.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
there was that show I watched about the serial killer. It was on Netflix recently, but she basically watched, so he tried to kill someone who'd watched all of The Walking Dead, okay?
Right.
And so she was a very paranoid woman, okay? She was like ready to fight zombies, basically. And so when he attacked her, he ended up
getting killed,
getting fucked over.
Right.
But like,
wait a second. She was able to defend herself because she'd watched The Walking Dead?
Yeah, well, she was also a vet, so she was quite used to dealing with like yapping animals and stuff, like quick physical movements.
Sorry, I thought when you said a vet, I immediately thought she was like a war vet.
Oh, well, she was also a highly trained soldier.
She
but
was
my
also
point is,
a Navy SEAL yeah, with
she was,
100
she was
confirmed
trained
kills.
And, trained and born to kill, so yeah. wasn't a problem.
No, but so I think that all contributed, though. So I'm saying what I am. I feel like both at one stage, I'm very prepared for any crazy stuff to happen. I'm very on edge, you know? I think a lot of people just say, oh, the door's open, no worries. But I'm like thinking, do I need to get a little camera now? You know, right. I'm like going to start beefing up my, I'm a bit worried, you know? And but at the same time, I'm thinking, is this just madness? Because I watched and listened to too much of this stuff and I'm paranoid that there's like crazy nutcases out there. Do you know what I mean? I can start to see how, like, if I'm not careful, I could get myself into a weird spiral of not trusting people because of this sort of stuff, you know? Whereas it's very small. Like, the amount of murders that actually happen is so small and infrequent. And, you know, especially in, like, the UK, you know, I mean, the people
we have
get
a pretty low murder rate. That's
there's a bit
true.
Of a, there's a bit of a stabathon going on all over the country. But
in London,
well,
there
London,
is, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, apart from that, I mean, if you're going to get stabbed, you can kind of see it coming, you know. No one's waiting in your cupboard, you know, or there's no ghost ships pulling up to the harbour with pirates.
Yeah, there's no ghost ships.
Yar!
The ghosts
we're here to pillage your house.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know why you would be scared of a ghost ship, because what's a ghost ship realistically going to do?
Do you
like,
know?
No, I'm. Well, I, that's why.
Well, that's
I'm
what's scary.
That's what I'm speculating right now. Like, I'm going through the logical possibilities of what a ghost ship could potentially do. I mean, it's unlikely that it's just going to sail up onto the land a mile or so and
didn't
knock
you see
at your front door or whatever. Like
the Lord of the Rings, the ghost ship turns up. The ghosts all poured off.
Yeah, but
right?
I think that the ghost ship is anchored at sea, right?
Yeah.
Because the laws of ghosts is that you have to sort of be in and around where you died. Like, you can't.
But what if there was a river like hundreds of thousands of years ago and it died? You know, it got, I don't know, it dried up or whatever. Could a ghost ship go up a ghost river?
No, well, most ships aren't really designed to go up rivers, though. Like, it'd have to be
a really
big river.
The ghost ship is just an abandoned ship. It's not a ship that's actually a ghost. The ship is just a ship. It's got no crew, and there's no sign of what happened to them. Like in Obra Dinn, remember?
Yeah,
you have to
yeah.
figure out what happened.
Well, I haven't played that yet.
Oh, that's so fucking good.
Oh, you haven't played Obra Dinn?
Yeah, don't
game
spoil
last
it.
Year.
I want to play it still.
No spoilers.
It's impossible
it is
to
so,
spoil it.
So fucking good. I streamed it. It was one of the few single-player games I did. I absolutely loved it.
Wow.
He's a genius. He did that. He did... Glory
papers,
to us,
please.
Don't get papers, please.
Papers,
he's amazing.
Papers, please. They should have released like a Dutch version of that. Papers.
Papers.
Papers,
papers
please.
Yeah, that would be all polite and nice.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, yeah. That's what we
Glory
need.
Glory to
though.
Amsterdam.
I like just to like, you know, spruce it up a little bit, not be so, you know.
Depressing.
Yeah.
So Xylus is in America, by the way, right now. And because he's Dutch, obviously, because quite his Dutch accent. everyone says, oh, you're from Holland, or, you know, you're from Europe. And he says, oh, yeah, I'm from Holland. And they say, oh, yeah, have you got any weed, or like you smoke weed? Or they mention weed like instantly. It's it's such a kind of global, you can't think Holland without thinking weed.
Yeah, but
it's
there's so many weird. They were the first ones where it's legal now that like it's not going to be that big of a deal anymore.
I reckon they should have gone full hog. They should have cornered the market. They should have started exporting that shit across the world. You know, they should have like embraced it and been like, we're going to fucking make money out of this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're gonna,
you mean like, they should have become drug dealers, green oil. What you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? They should have been like the modern day, like, you know, they should have monetized that shit. But no, they missed their opportunity. Do you know what I mean?
How do you monetize something that anyone can grow?
Because it's all illegal everywhere else. And you sort of...
How do you export it, Lewis?
You prepare. Because now it's all legal in, like, Canada. You were like, if you had that all that infrastructure ready to go, you could have just been like, bam, new marketplace, expand.
You're hiring a consultant. You know, Pablo Escobar made billions.
Exactly.
You get him in and you say, Pablo, how do we solve this problem? And he can, you know, he's got logistics.
And he'll tell you, first you get the money.
Yeah.
Then you get the power. Yeah, then you get the women.
Puta!
Exactly, right? All you do is you lobby the United States and bam, Donald Trump's like, here you go. I'll make weed legal, mate. Easy peasy. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of way it works, doesn't it? You just have money and you just pay people and then everything goes through. That's the world we live in, mate.
You're such a good business,
That's it. Right? The key there is to have people that you pay money to do the stuff for you. Like, I've been watching, do you know what's back?
Great British Bake Off.
Gomorrah season 4 just started and holy shit, it's so good. Man, have you guys watched Gomorrah yet?
I think the TV series? I watched the movie. It's about the mafia in Naples.
That's right. The TV series is like fucking amazing. By the way, it's amazing. You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's so good. It's on Sky, I think. It's called Gomorrah.
All right, I'll check it out.
Season 4 just started in the UK last night. It was just made available last night in its entirety on Now TV. So,
is it subtitled?
Yes, it's subtitled, yeah.
No, you have to speak Italian.
Yeah, you have
to. Yes, no, sometimes they don't, do they?
No, yes, it's not dubbed or it's just subtitled. It's really awesome. It's really good.
Okay,
really
I'll good. Check it
A
out.
A lot of it is based on reality, too. A lot of the storylines in it are based loosely off of stuff that's actually happened. Like, it's insane. The fucking
in
the
movie, I liked the fact that you had they looked at a lot of different influences that the mafia has and organized crime in general has in that area, like the dressmaking industry and the fashion.
Oh yeah,
industry
that's huge. Yeah,
is like a big part of it.
Yeah,
and it's weird because it's these things that they're involved in, and once they're involved, woe betide you if you're not on their side. Like that's the most ruthless business practices that are going. Your competition, it's not like they just outcompete you, they just fucking kill you.
Yeah, they will. Yeah,
you know, well, they run you out. Yeah. It's like no, you're done, like we're taking over.
A lot of
what can you do
they control a lot of infrastructure too, surprisingly. Like in Naples, I think most of the garbage disposal for the city is mafia controlled.
And toxic waste disposal.
Yes,
and they've had huge
problems with that, because what they would do is they would just dump it in quarries and stuff. They weren't disposing of it like to standard or anything like that. They were literally just finding places that were like sort of like out in the middle of nowhere where nobody would find it and just burying it or whatever. And it's now like
it's
coming back and causing problems, which is kind of unbelievable, really. But
yeah,
there you go. Yeah, this is an organization that's turned over billions. Like it's insane. I'm pretty sure that they've traced back some of their investments to like the original World Trade Center and everything. Like it's it's really worldwide. Like and frightening. That it's so organized.
Yeah, it is.
It's just nuts. But the series is awesome. Really worth watching. I highly recommend
it. You love your fucking mafia dramas.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Don't you?
Funnily enough, I didn't like McMafia that much. It was all right, but...
What's McMafia?
It was a series on BBC drama series called McMafia.
How do I not know all this shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
McMafia!
Yeah, but...
Forget about it, pal. Forget about it.
It's all right, but... No, Gomorrah's really good, though. Totally watch it. It's really, really, really nice one. I don't know. It's like grit. It's gritty as fuck. It's like The Wire gritty. You know, like it's really good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm.
It's good.
I've been enjoying like actually going through games that have more story in lately as well. Weirdly, I used to be the other way around. I used to be very much like, I just want my games to be mind-numbing and repetitive and just, you know. But now I kind of want to either think or have a story be told in a decent
way. What was the turning point? What game gave you that impression where you were like, I can't just play a non-story game? What was it that came along that was like, that's it, this is me now? That's what I'm into.
I think it's a combination of things, but I think it's just a time mainly. Like, you know, playing Obra Dinn last year and then playing like a bunch of games since then that have had like really good stories or just been like better than a movie or TV show, you know, just kind of like, I've just finished playing Observation on
Epic, I played that. I quite liked it.
Oh, is that
the space
one, station?
Observation?
Yeah.
Yeah. You play an AI,
right,
and you have control over the cameras. I think the lady's name is Emily or something. I think the sort of the main,
it's got
the other main
really
character.
Good voice acting.
Yeah, very good voice
bit
acting.
Bit of a woolly but decent story, and really like just a nice 3D space station that feels like something out of all these sci-fi movies. That
it's beautifully
watched,
designed.
You know?
Yeah, it's really
I've
good.
I've watched so many sci-fi movies that are all the same plot. You know, mostly it feels like, you know, you've got Moon and I can't even name them. Like so many set in like the near future. Mostly people go mad with space cannibalism or whatever they get. They turn into space zombies. You know, it happens to people all the fucking time. There's some virus or some bacteria, it gets someone's brain and they get loose. And the AI usually goes bad as well and tries to flush them out of the airlock. And it usually ends pretty bleakly. You know, very, very infrequently do these things end on a positive. You know, they're mostly horror movies in space.
This is different. It's
it
very
feels
interesting.
Like, yeah, it feels like playing a bit like that.
I might check it out. I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. It's not a long game.
I haven't been playing any like single player. I think the last one I played was probably Breath Edge. Remember that one? The space.
Oh, I couldn't stand that.
It's so good. I can't wait
The humor in it was so bad.
What? Like, it was amazing.
It was so
not
funny.
Did you get to the bit where there's like a child's rocking horse like in space? Did you get far enough in?
Dude, I was 10 minutes in. I quit.
All right. Okay. There's way more to it. It's really good.
No, like literally the jokes at the start, I was like, this is puerile. This is awful. Like this is just the worst comedy writing I've ever
seen. It ramps up. It gets much better. There's definitely.
Well, you got to grab me early on. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Or I'm done.
Sure.
Shut up. You know, Sips's son wrote all the jokes for that.
He did. Yeah. Yeah. You know, last night it was Ghost Ships. Tonight it's going to be Rejection from Flax. That's going to keep him awake all night.
Have a good night's sleep.
God, you're cold.
Same goes for you. I want you and your son to sit up. I imagine like
you're cold
your room
as fuck,
is like
Flax.
Back to back with his room. You're sitting up, leaning against the wall. Pans across, he's sitting up leaning against the wall, you're both worrying about ghost ships, and I'm at the helm. Yarr, you're not funny. Yarr.
Jesus Christ. Tell us how you really feel, Flax. Fuck.
Well, that's just ghost ship me.
Yeah, it's just ghost. Yeah. All right. Really I didn't mean different. It was my ghost ship alternate persona was saying all that mean
yarr,
stuff.
That'd be my inner ghost ship. Sorry. I'm going to use that. Yarr, sorry about that. I'm a ghost ship.
I say this
heart.
A lot, but like, sometimes I feel like I'm in a gaming rut, but I don't know if I am, actually. I've been enjoying games, but just not, like, the right games, if you know what I mean. You know, like, I definitely have...
You know what I think it is there's a long come down after you've played a truly great game. You just can't... It's the same with movies and books. It's the same with everything. When you've hit a real peak, like, for me, Red Dead Redemption 2 was such a monumentally amazing experience as a game that stuff I played after that that's kind of... In a similar vein, like when people say to me, you liked Witcher 3, right? I'm like, yeah, I fucking loved it. I thought it was incredible. Like, I played it through twice. I never do that. They're like, oh, great. Well, you should play so-and-so. It's like that. And I look and I'm like, it's kind of like that, but it's not as good. So I just don't care. Like, I can't make do with a half-assed attempt at that greatness. And I think you played a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2. Just playing single-player games. And also, same with Lewis. He played Obra Dinn. I played that. Great story. You play a game that's got a story. If it's not good, you check out. Who cares? It's hard to find a competitor.
Yeah.
I think that's always the risk, though. It's like, oh, shit, something's so good, it's ruined everything else for me. I think that's a nice problem to have.
I feel like I was like that with Chernobyl, like the TV show.
Oh, man.
I feel like I want to watch something else as good as that, but what is there? Like, it was just so fucking good.
I got a book recommendation.
All right.
Okay.
All right. This is, I would say this is really only for people, probably me and Sips's age, not so much Lewis's age, but if you're a little older, you'll remember. No, I'm serious. You'll remember the comedies of the 80s. Like, that's what we grew up with. People like Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, all those guys, John Belushi. So all those comedies. There's a book called Wild and Crazy Guys, which is about the early days, late 70s.
Saturday Night Live. Just two
of all that whole era.
Crazy guys.
Exactly. So like John Landis and people like that, right, and all the comedies that they made. It's great. It's a really good book. I recommend it. If you have an interest in that era. Because it was insane. Like the way comedy changed. If you think about comedy before that, it was all Dean Martin and people like that. It was like pretty and Jerry Lewis and people. It was pretty straight. And then along came this, it wasn't alternative comedy so much. That was like the 90s, I think, that really came out. But it was the birth of that era. It's really interesting.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll check that out. That sounds good.
So it's like a hot tip.
Sounds
I
like
think
a
you're
real
right. It has
hot,
changed.
A real hot
it felt tip. A lot more wholesome, I guess, back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I mean, 80s comedy, it was pretty awesome.
I came home and Marge didn't have my dinner ready on the table. And if
it was very
laugh.
Like that.
Now I'm going to have nightmares about that, too. Jeez. No, my dinner not being on the table when I'm ready for it.
Oh, man.
What's the name of the book again? Sorry, can you repeat?
Wild and Crazy
Wild
Guys.
Wild and Crazy Guys.
Yeah. Okay. I got it on Amazon. I think it's only in hardback at the moment, but it's very
okay,
good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds really good. I still haven't read the new Red Rising book.
No, it's still sitting on my shelf.
Yeah, I got Iron it, Gold. But I just haven't read it.
The problem was, like I said, I lost track of the story. I can't remember all the characters and who they were.
Yeah. It'll come back to you very quick.
Man, I blasted through those books so quick. I loved them. They were really good.
Yeah.
It's the same, guys. It'll come back to you. Don't worry about it. I think it is a strange, like, for me, like, it's difficult to find a time to sit down with a book when you have so much video and other kind of gaming content at your fingertips. You know, it's almost for me like if there's nothing good to play, I'll usually watch something, and then if there's nothing good to, then there's usually something to watch. Do you know what I mean? I'll usually like browse Reddit or something till I go to sleep. I won't pick up a book, and I have to kind of proactively actively make an effort to do it. It's funny
when I'm going away for an event or something, that's when I read, really. Or we go on holiday, I read, because I get super bored on the plane. Internet isn't great. I don't have my real computer with me, so I just kind of go like, well, then I'll do something else. And that's when I read, really, which is bad. I should read more at home.
It's
if it's
funny.
An amazing book, I'll make
like
time for
it. It's like a psychological thing. Like sometimes doing things that are good for you when you do them. Like when you read books, you're like, damn, why don't I read books more? And like when I do like yoga, I'm like, why don't I do this like more regularly, you know, and stuff. It's like I always regret, like, and then I forget, you know, I don't know. Sometimes silly, isn't it, like that?
Yeah. I mean, my thing is watching stupid YouTube videos at the moment. I was telling you guys I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Azzyland,
don't watch good ones. I don't watch good ones. At the moment, my thing is Live PD, which is like, it's like Cops, but slightly better. So these are clips from this Live PD show, and it's like traffic stops. It's almost always a traffic stop. So they pretty much all go the same way.
Is it like gambling? Do you know what I mean? Is it like you watch this thing and it could be a
could
be a lunatic, but it could just be a boring
good.
Old woman traffic stop.
Right.
You know, it's just
it's almost always they stop the guy and the guy the cop says to the cameraman, "All right, I pulled this guy over because he got a busted taillight and he was doing 40 and 35, so just going to go and make contact with the suspect." So he goes up and says, "You leave the circle, can you wind your window down for me?" And the guy's like, "What seems to be the problem, officer?" Like they literally, people all say the same thing, and I think it's because in the main, you don't have any interaction with cops, so your brain isn't running at full speed. You're just saying what you think you could say, and
you're
trying to talk them out of it.
You see in the movies,
right? Yeah. And stuff that you've seen it on TV. Oh, what seems to be the problem?
How weird!
And then the cop says, "You've got a busted taillight, and you were speeding." And then he says, "Have you had anything to drink tonight, sir?" And they always say the same thing. "Oh, I just had one beer." And he's like, "Okay, because I can smell alcohol like on your breath." And he's like, "Oh no, I had one beer." He's like, "All right, step outside for me, sir." And they make him do the sobriety test. And they all say the same thing. "Well, this floor isn't even. Of course I'm going to stumble. Or this would be hard to do sober." And they have to do this thing where they put heel, toe. And they have to do 9 steps, turn around and do 9 steps. You just have to walk in a very straight line, like heel to toe. And none of them can do it. They're all stumbling. One guy's like, "Well, of course I'm stumbling. Look at the camber on this road." So he's implying the road camber is so much he can't walk upright. And the cop's like, "All right, well, look, watch me do it." And the cop does it perfectly. And then he takes like 2 steps and practically falls over. Then they do a breathalyzer. And then they search the guy's vehicle. And there's like 5 bottles of vodka open in his car. The guy's just driving around drinking vodka.
Nice.
It's just crazy. Like, that's most of the traffic stops. They find a guy who's just skidded off the road into a field, claims he's stone cold sober. The dude's drunk as shit. It's amazing. It's just like that all the time. And then there are some guys that they stop, and the car, like, they wind down the window and smoke comes billowing out. And the guy's like, I get a kind of a smell of weed coming off this car. You guys smoking? He's like, oh, just a tiny bit. And they search the car and they've got like 30 pounds of crystal meth in the trunk, just driving around. Like, it's unbelievable. There's so much.
That was
of
the
it.
Time I made an appearance on that show.
So, do you reckon these cops who've done this for years, like, kind of can see? They can see what vehicles they know are kind of like treasure, loaded up with treasure.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I think they get a feeling.
They get a
for
sense
it, because
for it,
honestly,
but they don't always get it right, though. That's the thing, because it becomes
no. So some guys they stop. Yeah.
You know, they see the same things over and over and over again. And so they apply that to like any future situations that they encounter, but which is kind of like a good thing, but also a bad thing at the same time, right? Because it means that they start profiling and stereotyping more yes. so than they would, and as a result become probably unjust in some cases. You know, like they'll pull somebody over and they're like, this has all of the ingredients for something I've seen before.
Yeah.
And the person will just not fit the description, but they'll force it. They'll force the issue because they're like sure that this is wrong because they've seen it before or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's
they know
yeah,
something's
that's
wrong.
And that's when you
like a reinforcement.
That's when you start to get problems. Yeah. That's when you start to get like.
Yeah, like if you reinforce your prejudices.
Yeah.
A couple of times, you kind of ignore all the times that counter.
Yeah, exactly.
Those prejudices.
You have to
because you think, ah, oh, this again.
It's like, really their job to deal with things that are presented to them like unbiased in a way, right? Like they should be.
Yeah.
But that a bias definitely develops like over the time doing a job.
It's human
like that,
nature,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, but how, I don't know.
It's
how
an interesting
you stop
thing
because I mean I don't know how you stop that.
No, I don't.
What's
I don't
interesting
know.
To me is like how. Almost all of these like big crimes kind of end up getting busted by someone making either like a stupid mistake, you know. So it almost like I was watching this thing yesterday, and it was just like if they had been a little bit smarter, you know, if they hadn't just like kept a souvenir from each of the, you know, people that they'd killed in their house.
Right.
If they'd just not been so stupid, then they would have gotten
but
away with it.
But it's not stupid.
You know?
It's not. They're not stupid. They're mental.
Yeah,
like,
no, they're not.
They're
trying to get away with it, but primarily they are like feeding a unfamiliar impulse, I would say. It's like, it's not something that
understand.
You would ever consider, you know? Like, that's why, like, you know, like Jeffrey Dahmer kept like, dicks in a jar and stuff, you know, that's what he wanted to do. Like he didn't want to like not get caught eating people. He was so fucking deranged that that's
it didn't matter
what he was doing. He was kidnapping like male prostitutes and trying to zombify them. And
I'm not like, I'm aware that that's like not those people get caught because they are not, you know, completely hinged, but at the same time, the mafia, they are quite smart with how they, you know, do crime.
Right.
And therefore they persist today in like many forms, you know, it's like a trillion dollar industry.
But again, they have a vested interest in not getting caught
yeah.
because they just want to get rich by doing this. Like they're just naturally criminal people. There are people out there for whom the rules of society to them feel like a cheat. Like, how dare you stop me from doing whatever I want to do? Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's criminals. So psychos are different in that to them, they're better than everybody else. So they should be able to do what they want to do. Like that's a big thing about psychopaths is ego. And that's why they keep trophies. And that's why they, to them, getting caught isn't the big deal. It's, I mean, if anything, being arrested and having the court case and everything feeds their ego more.
Yeah.
It's like, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm on trial here for all these awful things. And I'm going to face you in court. You have to read these things.
Especially if they have a dungeon filled with trophies and stuff as well. Because then they're like even more so like.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of their legend and their ego. And that's why a lot of these guys like to face their opponents. Like, this is a big thing for rapists when you have to testify in front of them is a lot of those guys get off on that power trip of making you uncomfortable in front of them. This is not the way normal people think. So it's hard for you. Your first thought is, man, they could have got away for it. They were so stupid. They're not like us. That's what you have to understand, is they're not looking at it as a crime that they get away with.
Yeah.
They're just looking at it as, this is crazy shit that I do because this makes sense
to
me.
I'm just saying that if people are smart, it's incredibly easy to get away with it. That's the scary thing.
I guess.
I guess so. But again, I don't think the
we only ever see the dumb guys, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like most of these traffic stops where these guys are ferrying drugs, they got busted for something stupid like speeding or drink driving or a busted taillight. If you were a smart person trying to ferry drugs, you would just have a clean car, because why would the police stop it? And they can't just search your car without probable cause, and anything they do find is inadmissible if they do search it, right? So if they stop you for traffic, and he says, I want to search your car, do you consent? Because they always say, you got any drugs in there? And they say, no. And he goes, you don't mind me searching it then, do you? And they always say, no, go ahead. What they can say is, no, I don't want you to search my car. And the cop needs to have a reason to search your car. He can't just pull you over and search your car. So the easiest way to do it would be have a clean car with a clean driver, and if you get stopped for speeding, you just say, I do not consent to a search. Bingo. But they never fucking do that, because the reason you go into this shit in the first place is you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I think, especially in America, like, you should never speak to a policeman without, like, a lawyer, right? Like, that's like the number one.
It depends what it's for.
Well, I think for anything,
though. But if they pull you over and request your ID, right? But you don't want to escalate.
No, you don't want to escalate. But at the same time, like if they say, can you come into the station and just like answer a couple of questions for us or whatever, like always take your lawyer.
Oh, then you get a lawyer.
Never
yes.
fucking
but
go in there
But if they pull you
yourself,
over and like, say you were speeding, like that's what people don't understand is when they say, can I search your car? You can say no.
Yeah.
Unless they can smell weed coming out of the car, or you know, you've got a joint hanging out of your mouth or something, like open containers of booze in the car that they can see. If you've got your stuff in your boot hidden and they have no reason to suspect anything, even if they go ahead and search and even if they find stuff, they cannot then use it. It's not admissible in court because the search was illegal. So yeah, you can be very careful if you want to, but luckily most people are not, and they're fucking idiots. Like, I don't know what they think. The cops are just going to not notice 30 pounds of meth in their booth.
I feel like that's always like a weird thing for me, though, right? Like, if you're confrontational, if you're like, if they say, can I search your vehicle? And you say no, when you actually have nothing in there, I think that's going to cause more trouble, right?
Absolutely. Like, if you have nothing to hide, what who cares?
Yeah, but you might start off with nothing in there and they're like, well, look what we found. That wasn't in my car. Oh, well, yeah, it was. We just found it. And they planted like a brick of cocaine in your trunk. So you have to be careful.
It sounds like an episode of Miami Vice or something with some corrupt cops.
You never know, though, man.
Yeah, you do have to be careful.
You do have to be careful. Especially if you fit a profile, you know? It's a stats game at the end of the day. They wanna show that they're doing their jobs. And the way that they do that is they measure it against data. Numbers and
well,
stuff.
Well, also, it's not just dumb people who get caught. It's people who kind of get sucked into it for some reason, or people who are desperate, or people who are forced into it by someone else, or tricked into it by someone else.
Yeah, there
else,
are lots you know. Of reasons. You're right.
There's
there are
lots and lots of reasons why people can
I
get
got
into
pulled
bad
over
stuff.
By the police in the States one time. I think
Did
I told you?
You
guys this. Yeah, I was in Florida.
Hello, Mr. Flax. Please roll the window down, sir.
Big fan of the Triforce podcast. Officer Jones has something he wants to say to you. Yes, hello, sir. Just want to say I have a tiny penis. You may go on your way.
And sir, just before we let you go, my wife has a big cavernous gaping vagina as well. But you should know about
oh,
that.
Oh, thank
too.
You, officer.
She
thank
doesn't
you.
Listen
on
to the words. Podcast. I just wanted you to know that about my wife's anatomy.
All right. That is enough podcast for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week, hopefully with some more stories, but we'll probably just be in the dad cave for
I'm sure I'll repeat myself a couple times. Don't judge me.
I'll think of some shit. Yeah.
Go by the Patreon. Thanks for the love.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Bye.